This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on our site for free, so enjoy those. Again, freetalklive.com. You can get registered for an account there. It's free, and you can post stuff. Stuff like news items or videos or blog posts that you think our listeners might enjoy. And they'll vote them up or vote them down, depending on how they feel. And you can do the same thing. It's a great way to influence some of the stories that we might talk about on the radio. Of course, the best way to influence this show is call in and bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231, the website again, freetalklive.com. Coming up, man acquitted of indecent exposure for being naked in his own home. I want to get back to the details, but we've got some folks waiting here, so let's talk to, first, Jericho, listening in Virginia to WSVGAM. Jericho, you're on Free Talk Live. He's gone. Let's try David in New Hampshire. David, you are on Free Talk Live with you.
Hi.
Hey, David.
I was just going to ask questions about some stuff that I listened to your show, but when I think of, like, The Jungle, that book, are you familiar with that book?
Upton Sinclair?
Yeah.
Yep. And it seemed to me that it had something to do with like capitalism unfettered and people and then after that the regulations get taken away, and then we have things like we are in a situation now with the bailouts and stuff like that.
David, I think this is a great question. I think it goes through a lot of people's minds when we talk about the ideas of liberty. And we were all taught in school that in the late 1800s, early 1900s, America experienced something that we call laissez-faire capitalism. You will not hear us on this show use the term capitalism to describe much of what we believe, because the term's basically been bastardized. But that's the idea. It's similar to what we believe, so it must be it must be the same. But what happened in the late 1800s and early 1900s in the United States, A, was actually very good for both the workers and the industrialists and all those people, because their standard of living went up a great deal in that time frame. Yes, there were problems. Absolutely. Secondly, it wasn't free market capitalism, because the government still had a great deal of control, enough control to make it so that the rich people were able to do, these robber barons were able to do what they wished to do, and the little guy wasn't able to compete nearly as well. However, what you saw is many of these people worked in these factories for a reason, David, because they were dirt poor, and it right. beat living, scratching, eking a living out of the earth, where right. People lived in basically mud huts, and they
had those Hoover towns back in the day. Know that
right? They chose to work in these factories. They went every single day for a reason, because they were very, very, very poor, and what they got paid at those factories was better than what they get now. What they got back then. Secondly, technology makes it so that things are better now than they were before. The richest person in 1910 still didn't have a flush toilet. They didn't have a colored television. They didn't have an automobile, certainly not one as good as the one that you or I own, and we're not
rich. Air conditioning.
So, things move on. So it is very unlikely if we all became extraordinarily free that everything would return to 1910 and we'd be chopping our fingers off and putting them into cans for people to eat as tripe.
Also, something else to point out is the reason why safety has increased in the workplace is because of competition in the marketplace, not because of government regulation. Usually when you see government regulation come along about, well, we need to have this amount of safety and this kind of brakes and this and that and this and that, these kind of lights, etc., usually they're kind of running out in front of the parade, basically.
Yeah.
Politicians will essentially come out and create a regulation that is essentially where the marketplace is already going toward in order to
I'd
take
credit
for it.
I'd say the marketplace is a little slower than sometimes you know, people's vision, and those people manage to get their vision into you know, legislation. However, once it's in legislation, then you can't. Then the marketplace doesn't have the ability to change course. For instance, this ethanol situation. The marketplace was going to try out ethanol and see how it worked, but then the government got in the way, legislated ethanol, and we found out that ethanol isn't that great of an idea. Maybe solar cars, or maybe wind-powered cars, or maybe whatever, you know, fission-powered cars are going to be the way to go. But now
but
we're
ethanol
stuck
subsidized.
With, yeah, now we're stuck with the subsidized, legislated ethanol, and how's that going to work out?
David, your thoughts?
I was just going to say, you don't think that if there's no one controlling or putting, quote, regulations on like the marketplace, that isn't it going to, like, aren't greedy people going to get greedy and abuse everybody under the sun? I mean, that's the direction it
right
has
now,
been ultimately.
David, I understand your concern. Greedy people are a problem because unchecked greed can be very dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
However,
sometimes they'll get into Congress.
Yeah, see, what happens when those greedy people that you're so concerned about either get elected to Congress or get their buddies who are in their pockets elected to Congress, and then Congress goes ahead and passes regulations that actually help the greedy people? That's the situation that we have today. That's what regulations do. When you're going to government school, or you go to a government, or you know, you go to state college or whatever, they teach you that, well, we need the government to protect us from these evil, greedy corporate rulers who are just trying to come in here and take. And really, that's not the truth. What the truth is that the government is an agency of coercive force.
And it protects those people
right.
And makes it difficult for the average person to get in there and compete. If I decide I'm going to sell tires and I want to sell my tires at $200 a piece when the regular marketplace sells them at $50, how am I going to do, David?
Yeah, well, you won't do well.
Yeah, I'm greedy, David.
But
gosh darn it, I'm greedy and I'm rich.
What if you could figure out, Mark, a way to get the politicians to outlaw everybody else who is in the business and make it so
right.
You're the only...
I make my tires purple and the rest of them don't. So I'm going to outlaw every other color of tire, and we can only sell purple tires. And now everybody's going to pay $200 for purple tires because they're better for the environment or whatever.
Now, it kind of sounds silly. But
it is silly, but...
That's a realistic... interpretation of the way regulation works, because the people that want to control corporations erroneously believe that the corporations are some, that the government is somehow going to care about what the little people want as opposed to what the big corporate masters want. I mean, who do you think has the most control in any given state house of representatives or senate or U.S. Congress? Is it you and me or the corporations?
Well, I don't believe that they totally disregard the masses.
You're right. The fact is that the little people do manage to rise up in certain areas, but they're also they don't delve into it. So the little people got this health care bill. There were 3,000 pages to this health care bill, David. Do you think that the insurance companies and the pharmaceutical companies and all those people didn't have their fingers in those 3,000 pages?
Oh, absolutely they did.
Right. So the little people rise up, and then the companies manage to, oh, boy, we've got to react to this. We've got to do something. They get involved. They get their fingers in it. And the little people end up screwing themselves again because the big companies are the ones that truly control Washington, D.C. And always will, no matter what we say.
But they'll pander. They'll pander to the little guy. They'll try to make it appear as though they're looking out for you. But in reality, they're really just looking out for their buddies in industry. So... The situation we have today is basically that the government, this tool of violence, is used by the existing industrialists to protect their positions, to protect themselves from upstarts, from innovators, from new entrants into the marketplace. In the absence of government regulation, it's not like it would be unregulated. There would be third-party checks. There would be consumer reporting agencies. various different groups could step in and certify different companies and say, yes, these products are safe. Yes, they're made in safe manufacturing conditions. You want to buy from this company, not that other company that's treating its workers like crap. Those things can happen in the free marketplace. Thanks, David. More coming up. Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
Do you need a new computer but don't seem to have the money to buy one? Is your credit stopping you from buying the newest computers that you need today? Then My Computer Club is your answer to buy that new computer or laptop now and pay for it later. Finance top quality new computers and laptops and hundreds of other electronics. There are no credit checks, no turndowns. If you're 18 years or older and have proof of income, you're approved. Prices start at just $22 a month. Go to mypccredit.com and finance your new computer today. That's mypccredit.com.
How would you like to own a pair of the most unique gloves in the world? Call right now at 877-552-5206. The only glove that improves your grip and is so touch sensitive it feels like you have nothing on. Call right now at 877-552-5206. MaxFit Gloves by O'Neill Innovations introduces a new scientific breakthrough on thin glove technology. With a glove that is so unique, we are offering this limited radio promotion a $40 value for four pairs of the famous MaxFit gloves for only $19.95. That's right, four pairs of MaxFit gloves, but you gotta act right now. 877-552-5206. For more information, go to MaxFitGloves.com. That's MaxFitGloves.com. Or call right now at 877-552-5206 for this limited radio promotion.
Make your hands go.
Did you ever wish that you could have done something while you still had the chance? What will you do if your income ends tomorrow? Or if you lose your home, as many already have? Do you have enough money to survive through an economic depression? If you don't want to gamble with your future, then FreeToProsper.com can help you quickly end your debt problems, protect your property and possessions, and develop a personal strategy to get you through the hard times. Most importantly, you get to keep your money and not pay another cent to creditors. Our program is often superior to bankruptcy, consolidation, or settlement. Visit FreeToProsper.com to find out more. This is your real chance to act ahead, so don't delay. Your future may depend on it. Call 718-615-0123 to learn more. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit FreeToProsper.com today.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on healthcare and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. Dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website, FreeTalkLive.com. We give you the features for free. Those features include our bulletin board system with over 500,000 posts. We've got a lot to talk about there, and there are a lot of things to talk about there. It's virtually unmoderated, however, so keep that in mind when you go. bbs.freetalklive.com. We'll get you there.
If you're looking to make a major purchase, you need to go to cleaningcredit.com first. If you have existing foreclosures, bankruptcy, judgments, liens, collections, late payments, or any kind of derogatory credit on your credit report, for one, you may not even know. Secondly, Cleaning Credit can help you with these situations. You know, whether these situations are erroneously on your credit report or whether they're situations where, you know, you've never had a chance to explain your side. CleaningCredit.com will dispute these erroneous or these the derogatory credit report things on your credit report. And it's a law firm. It's a credit repair law firm chartered. And they've been part of the Better Business Bureau for more than 6 years. This is not one of these fly-by-night operations that's going to ruin your credit. Go check them out at cleaningcredit.com. The cost is minimal, and you will save thousands in the long run if you're looking to make a major purchase. Cleaningcredit.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. Just a few more thoughts on what David called in about a moment ago, which is a common misconception about the free marketplace. The idea is, and it's a very popular one, the idea is that, well, without the government, we would just have these corporate greedy bastards running all which ways and doing anything they wanted to. They would be raising prices and abusing workers, and it would be hell on earth. Without the government, it's the government that's preventing these things, these horrible, horrific things that have happened in the past from happening today. Unfortunately, that's just not true. It's just nonsense. And the reason why is because that, as we pointed out, the government actually insulates the existing companies from competition, from much-needed competition that could change the face of an industry. So they protect these businesses. That's what the government really does. The regulations don't protect consumers. That's what the government says. But remember, when the government tells you something, they're likely not telling the truth. So the government's story is that, boy, thank goodness we're here keeping you guys safe from those greedy corporations. Of course, we created the corporate veil in the first place. But we're here keeping you safe from those corporations and all their depredations. But, of course, in reality, they're actually just insulating them. So in the free marketplace, what protects consumers? Well, the free market, of course. The answer to that is, the answer to the question of, well, what about regulations is, well, what about how the marketplace would protect people? We already have a lot of market protections in place. In fact, the reason why you're safe today when you eat food that you buy from the grocery store isn't because of the government. It's because the grocery store wants to make sure you come back next week and buy some more stuff. So they have standards. You know, they have a certain level of meat that they won't accept. There's a certain type. There's a certain level. There's an industry standard or a store standard that they have, or a chain standard that they have that they enforce strictly because they don't want anybody to get sick. Similarly, with companies like Walmart and Target, big discount retailers and retailers of all sorts, they don't buy cheap products that are dangerous. Because they don't want you to get hurt. They don't want to be sued. They want
Walmart
you to be happy.
Isn't going
to
buy the space heater that sets your floor on fire.
They want to buy a space heater that has anti-tipping mechanisms and things like that, and the various different technologies that the market has come up with through competition to ensure that a space heater is as safe as it possibly can be if it were knocked over by a pet in the middle of the night or something like that.
Because if that happens, somebody's going to sue Walmart. It's not about the regulations. I doubt very seriously the government requires that, but they may. I don't know, but it's because Walmart would get their pants sued off.
I don't know what the government does and doesn't require. I know that if you go,
imagine they'd have this anti-tipping thing.
I know if you go to certain real cheap places, you can sometimes find products that, for instance, don't have the UL certification on them. And that's where I start to get real. If you, okay, no UL logo, I get a little concerned because UL testing, I don't think, adds that much to the cost of a mass-manufactured product. And so the idea that a company wouldn't send their product to underwriters' laboratories to have it checked prior to putting it out on a shelf somewhere, I think, is pretty shifty.
Yeah.
But big retailers, companies that want to have a reputation of providing quality products, they don't accept your product if you haven't had it certified. So they're
absolutely. I worked
in
this this industry for a while, trying to get something into one of these big box stores. It's incredibly difficult.
Yeah, they got standards.
It takes years. It can take years to get through the process.
I mean, people make fun of Walmart for having cheap products, and you know, some of their products are a little on the cheap side, but
they're likely not going to burn your house down because they're built safe, because Underwriters Laboratories is a private company that certifies a variety of electronic and other, I think it's, I don't know what their different categories are, but there are a lot of them that that Underwriters Laboratories certifies. The UL logo, look for it. You'll see it on a lot of things. I've seen it on gas pumps. So industrial size kind of products and consumer products, they do them all. And they have competition too. UL isn't the only certification company out there. There's ETL, and there are others as well. So what I'm explaining here is that in the absence of the government's regulations, the marketplace will provide third-party certification to ensure that you're kept safe. The marketplace, through competition, will compete for the best employees. If you're an employee, you get to choose where you work. Do you want to choose to work at the factory with spinning saw blades that are just wide open and there's no problems and, you know, there's no health kits around and no safety procedures right. whatsoever?
Everybody has to walk around in the dark with the spinning saw blades because it costs too much to keep the lights on. I mean, you know, these are, somebody would bring a tort against this company. Yeah. They would a jury or a judge or an arbiter or whatever would find against them. So they'd be in big trouble.
But do you want to work there? Or do you want to work at the place with the lights on?
Is all I have
protection measures?
Is you know, get hired at this factory, because I'm imagining the screening process isn't too they're losing people daily in the in the pitch black spinning saw factory. So you know, all I have to do is get, you know, it's completely dark in there and I hear spinning saws. No, I don't think I'm going to go in there. There's blood running out of the floor.
Because you get to choose. In a free marketplace, as an employee, you get to choose who you go and work for. And the fact that that can happen, it encourages the companies to make sure that their workplaces are the best they can be and as safe as they can be and as comfortable as they can be. That's why the level of comfort and safety increases over time. It's not because of the government. It's because of competition in the marketplace. Let's continue with Sid in Alabama. Sid, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
What's up, fellas?
Hey, Sid. What's on your mind?
Well, first of all, kudos for mentioning UL. No one ever mentions that, and I think most people are content to just imagine, you know, this fairy godmother of a government overseeing everything and making sure everything's safe for us. And, you know, anyone that's informed or really looks a little bit knows that's simply not the case. But
UL is one of those things that's ubiquitous. It's everywhere, but not everybody knows what it is. I didn't know what it is and what it was until the last few years of my life when I learned and was amazed.
Right. And I mean, that's just one of the tools of the free market, I mean, that was kept to make sure that, like you said, you know, robots aren't going awry and chopping off little kids' arms or fingers or whatever. It's just amazing. But like you said, no one knows about it.
But, you know, I don't know if you have more that you want to share, Sid. If you do, I want to ask you to call right back. We've got a bad connection on your line there, and maybe we can clear that up. Thank you for the call. If you have more, you're welcome to call back. Normally only one call per night, but if there's technical difficulties, we make exceptions. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Span, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey Elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions. You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase. Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world. Sign up today at DoublyShoppers.com. Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoublyShoppers.com. That's DoublyShoppers.com. You'll be glad you...
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free and bring up anything. 800-259-9231. Is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free. So enjoy those on us. And those features include our Shrine of Female Listeners at shrine.freetalklive.com, our wiki with over 2,000 pages created by listeners like you, and wiki.freetalklive.com. It's all for free.
How soon do you want to start teaching that child that's special to you about the ideas of liberty? I figured I couldn't start soon enough. An Island Called Liberty is a picture book for children, and I read it all the time to my son Jack. It's kind of like Ayn Rand meets Dr. Seuss. It's a simple story, graceful rhymes and beautiful illustrations on every page, and it'll make it one of any child's favorites. Go to freemarketunderdog.com, see some of the samples, and order today. It's a 10% discount for listeners of Free Talk Live if you hurry. With the coupon code FTL at an island called Liberty, freemarketunderdog.com.
All right, we continue here. I believe Sid is back with us on a clearer line. Sid, yes. You're back on from Alabama. What's on your mind tonight? Go ahead with your thoughts.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, it's a little better.
Okay. Actually, I wanted to talk about, I'll just point out that earlier you guys were talking about the gentleman who called in about the jungle, and you mentioned briefly about companies legislating out competition. And a great current example of that is the UPS versus FedEx, or should I say UPS and the Teamsters versus FedEx. Have you guys heard of this?
No, I don't think I have.
Well, basically UPS and the Teamsters are working together in order to flatten out FedEx, which does most of its shipping by plane, is considered an airline. And UPS, and so that makes it very hard to unionize. You can't unionize one station or two stations. You have to unionize all together. basically the gist of it. So
wait a minute. They're trying to unionize. They're trying to unionize FedEx.
Right. UPS and the Teamsters are trying to get classified not as an airline, but as I don't think they're trying to get it classified as a railway shipper, which I guess UPS is categorized as. But they're trying to make it change its status, what the U.S. sees it as, in order to make it easier to unionize. Does that make any sense?
Meaning it would be easier for the workers of FedEx to create a union? Is that the idea?
Right, right. Because, like I said, right now, in order for FedEx to unionize, one or two stations couldn't do it. It would have to be everyone at once. But if they got reclassified, the Teamsters could work on the big stations or maybe the more liberal state stations.
There are certain federal government rules that apply in certain job categories to where if 30% of the employees vote for a union, then they get a union or something like that, right? You're saying
then different states deal with unions in different fashions.
And because UPS is unionized, it drives their prices up. It's usually cheaper to ship with, from what I've seen, it's usually cheaper to ship with FedEx than it is UPS. And so basically,
I think UPS is still a good bit cheaper than FedEx, to be honest. I used to work for FedEx, and I think UPS still hasn't beat on prices.
I've always found that FedEx was cheaper whenever I've checked between the two, but maybe it just depends on different factors. But
it's also my understanding that FedEx actually does most of its stuff by air and UPS does most of its stuff by truck, that there's different rules that apply to the two companies.
Mm.
Right. So, but UPS and the Teamsters are teaming up to kind of make it easier to, for the FedEx. For the Teamsters to get a shot at FedEx,
gotcha.
Which of course would be beneficial to the Teamsters as their membership slips.
Yeah, and they increase their membership and increase their dues and all of that. I thank you for sharing that story tonight. What kind of phone are you on tonight? Because it is a little funky.
I'm on a cell phone. That's all I have. Sorry.
Cell phone. Okay, no problem, man. Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We continue here with your phone calls and go to Kaysen listening to WVTS in West Virginia. Kaysen, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey there, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
You know, I'm planning on going to college in the fall, and I was thinking about a journalism or a conservation degree, and I'm wondering if you can think of any good conservation degrees that aren't a government job.
Who's paying for college?
The GI Bill.
Okay. That's the first thing I want to get out of the way, because I think that a lot of people go to college that don't need to go to college, and if somebody else is going to pay for college, I think it's a fine experience. If you're going to rack up a whole bunch of bills, then it might be better to look at other methods of, just so long as it's paid off, and you're not looking at this huge debt when you get out, is probably the biggest issue. Conservation in the regular marketplace, Ian?
Oh, if I know.
Yeah, I can't imagine too much. It seems like it's mostly government work.
Yeah, that's what it seems like to me. But
the college would be able to tell you what kind of jobs that people with those degrees get. I imagine, not that I know much about college. I went to a couple of years of community college, and that was it.
Well, I was just trying to find a good place to sink my GI Bill into because, I've got it. It's going to – what are they going to do with it if I don't use it? It's the way I see it.
I agree.
Come on up. Go to school in New Hampshire.
You think I should go to school in New Hampshire, huh?
Yeah, why not?
I could sign up for the free state and go to school up there for a couple of years.
If you're planning on coming up here anyway, I don't know if you were or not, Kaysen.
It's a thought that's crossed my mind a few times. I wouldn't mind going up there. I really want to go to Porkfest this summer, and I was thinking about it.
There are a lot of people making plans to go to the Porcupine Freedom Festival. You can go to porkfest.com to learn more. That's pork with a C, and look forward to seeing you. Good luck with your decision. Any other thoughts you want to share tonight?
That's about it.
Thanks, Kaysen. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So, earlier tonight, for those of you just tuning in, we talked about a story from the Associated Press where a man, 29-year-old man, has been acquitted of indecent exposure after two women said they saw him naked inside his own home. He was convicted initially, and he appealed it. So he appealed it, considering even though that he was looking at facing up to a year in jail if he were continued to be found guilty on this.
This looks like one of those situations where he was convicted by just a judge. He didn't have a jury of his peers.
That is one of the, that is exactly what happened.
And it's disgusting.
And the jury did acquit him on this.
Yeah, he got a real jury, and the jury's like, yeah, we walk around in our house naked, too. The judge is like, oh, I get paid by people who violate the law.
Let me just give you the details on this, though. Two women testified that they saw him naked that morning. The first, a school librarian, said she heard a loud moan and drunken singing. And then she drove by Williamson's house at about 6:40 in the morning. She saw him in the buff and called 911. A police officer came by the house, saw nothing unusual, and left. Then, 2 hours later, Yvette Dean testified she was walking her 7-year-old son to school when she saw a naked Williamson standing in an exterior doorway on the side of his home with the screen door wide open. Dean testified that she made eye contact, angrily gave him the finger, and hustled her son away. As she turned the corner, she looked back and saw Williamson from a front window, again completely naked. Williamson didn't dispute that the women may have seen him, but he said that he did not see them and did not make eye contact with Dean. He testified that if he'd known he'd been seen, he would have put his pants on and gone outside and apologized. Under Virginia law, indecent exposure occurs when a person intentionally makes an obscene display of his or her private parts. The law does not necessarily require the exposure to be in a public place. It allows for prosecution when the exposure occurs in a place where others are present. And, of course, they use that term obscene in there. Of course, what does that mean? What does the word obscene mean? Well, it depends on who you ask.
Yeah.
Right? Is it obscene for you?
Is it obscene to be naked? Is it? Do you have to make some kind of gesture in order to be obscene?
Right, right. I mean, if you were pleasuring yourself, maybe you could call that obscene.
Right. Trying to imitate a windmill, for instance.
Right, or like right in front of your window on display for the entire neighborhood. But if you're just walking around your house, going about your housely business naked, then is that obscene?
Maybe it's only obscene if you're fat and have a rash.
Prosecutor said the circumstances of the case showed that Williamson intended to expose himself, according to the testimony of the librarian about the loud moaning and the drunken singing. He said, this isn't a case about being naked in your house. It's a case about intentional exposure. But he lost because the jury acquitted this guy. It's very rare that you hear good news like that, but there's a little bit for you. More coming up.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Ovaltine, nutritious vitamins and minerals and a delicious chocolate taste for your picky eaters. Be sure to visit us at OvaltineUSA.com. With kids, food battles are more about control than about food. If you want to avoid a battle with your picky eater, give them a say in what they eat. At dinner, let them choose between broccoli or fruit salad. At the supermarket, give them 3 cereals to pick from. The more control they have, the less there is to argue about. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
Hi, this is Steve Shanky, Foods Direct. We have stopped taking orders for the Buy 3, Get 1 Free program and have started production. Congratulations. Your choice to participate in the production of your food supply by pre-ordering will prove very wise. Shipments will begin the end of March. and will be sent in the order that they were received. Now something fun. It's springtime. We all know that garden seeds aren't really a food supply, but they're a great supplement to your food reserve if you have the time and place to garden. Here's the plan. When you add a one-month Superfood Spring Pack to your food storage, we'll send you that garden of non-hybrid seeds absolutely free. Order now while the free seeds last. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Get a real supply of food to eat while you wait for your supplemental garden to grow. Call 800-409-5633, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain, but enough time for your call. If you make it right now to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231, and tonight it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. If you enjoy this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. You can enter Amazon through that link and buy whatever you need. They've got dozens of categories. You can even buy used items if you need to. And if you buy brand new, you can usually get free Super Saver shipping on a whole lot of the stuff that is available there at amazon.freetalklive.com. We'll get a percentage when you enter through that link.
I don't know if you're anything like me, but I can't do diets. I try to, you know, limit my food intake, then I get hungry, and then I, you know, eat a whole bunch, and it just doesn't work. But I found a product that that contained an ingredient called Caroluma, and it really worked for me. I used it for months, and it was great, and I lost the weight I needed to lose, and then the product kind of went by the wayside, and the sponsorship went away, and you know the company went under, and that was the end of the story. So I just kind of started putting weight back on again, and I couldn't find their product, so I decided to make my own. It's called Luma Thin Plus. I of course consulted experts. I'm not in my basement whipping this stuff up, but they made it for me, and they made it even more concentrated than it was previously. And I've priced it so that you can get it for less than a dollar a day. It's Lumathin Plus. You take a couple of capsules in the morning, a couple of capsules at lunchtime, and depending on your size, some people take one, some people take two, and you'll lose weight. You don't have to change your diet. You don't have to change your exercise, anything. LumathinPlus.com.
All right, 800-259-9231, continuing with your phone calls about what you want. Zeke is on the line in Pennsylvania. Zeke, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Zeke?
Hey, I just wanted to comment on the listen line.
Yeah, the Free Talk Live listen line that allows you to listen in over your phone if you can dial long distance.
Yeah, that's what I'm actually doing now, and I've been doing it for about 2 weeks. I've been listening to the show since about 2004, and I've moved several times from the city, sort of migrating out into the country.
Mm-hmm.
And my last move, which was about a month ago, put me in this place where I'm having a really hard time getting my local DSL provider to figure out whether or not they can actually offer me the service. And so I've 3 weeks, I've basically been going through complete Free Talk Live withdrawal, and it's been very painful. And I realized early on I had to do something about it, so I called, got the number. I have a cell phone that doesn't really handle the internet very well,
mm-hmm.
very limited access, and I had to struggle to kind of find the number. I found it was like a godsend, and I've been listening to probably, an average of 2 hours a day, about 5 days a week.
Cool.
And it's just really just it's been awesome that if you have that service available, because otherwise I'd be completely cut off.
Great. Well, I'm glad you're availing yourself of it, and apparently you're not the only one, and people that want to utilize it can go to listen.freetalklive.com, or they can just use this number. If you go to listen.freetalklive.com, you can get the number any old time, because it's kind of hard to write down a number when you are maybe driving or something, but the number is 760-569-7752. And basically, it's just a phone version of our internet stream. So when we are live on the air from 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time, Monday through Saturday, you will hear the live show. If we are not live, then you will hear the most recent show being played back. So at all times, when you call that number, you will hear the freshest episode of Free Talk Live.
I also want to say, too, that since I've been so kind of cut off from the outer world, I also started listening to the Liberty Radio Network via phone as well.
Yep, you can get to the LRN number by incrementing the last digit of the listen line to from a 2 to a 3.
Which I haven't really done much in the past, live or well, it's not all live, but I haven't really done that much. I just sort of selectively download the podcast that I want, Gardner's show and your show and some stuff I want you and whatnot. But I've been listening to that as well. It's actually kind of expanded my, repertoire of programming, I guess you could say, with Mark Stevens' show and some other stuff. So it's kind of cool that I've gotten more exposure and more shows that way. So I thank you for that as well.
Great. It's like a friendly competition, even though to some extent, I mean, we are competing with those other shows. At the same time, I'd rather have – it's just the case that not everybody's going to want to listen to the same thing. And I know that Free Talk Live isn't the right show for everybody. And if they can find a liberty-oriented program that appeals to them that they can listen to, I'd much rather have people listening to, you know, Stefan Molyneux or Mark Stevens or somebody else like that rather than listening to Glenn Beck or Neil Bortz or one of these poser libertarians out there. So I'm glad you're enjoying it. That was one of the points that I – one of my purposes in putting up LibertyRadioNetwork.com was to help expand people's view of what's out there as far as their different liberty-oriented listening options. And I figured that the rising tide will raise all of us up. And I thank you for the call, and I'm glad you're enjoying the service. And it's free, too, for us, which is nice as well. So it doesn't cost us anything to offer that those listen lines to you. 800-259-9231. So listen as much as you want. It's your long-distance plan is what you're paying for. So if you have to pay for long-distance, you probably won't listen very long. But if you've got one of those unlimited calling plans, you got nothing to lose. We continue here with your calls and go to Tom listening in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tom.
Hi, guys. I'm enjoying the program. Actually, first time I'm listening tonight.
Oh,
but, I'm a fellow host here on GCN. I'm on in the afternoons with INN World Report Radio.
Okay.
And so I just thought I'd listen to some of my brother and sister broadcasters and then enjoying the program.
So what's on your mind tonight, Tom?
Well, you know, everything you're talking about is so interesting. But one of the topics that I'm really interested in right now is the WikiLeaks release of the Apache gunship video from 2007 in Iraq. Are you familiar with that?
I couldn't watch it. I started watching
it. It's horrifying. I watched the whole thing, but...
Oh, no. Oh.
God, it's awful just to see them mowing those people down.
Yeah, it's why I don't pay taxes. One of the major reasons. Besides the fact that I don't like the government at all.
You know, from your lips to God's ears, I think. But if I could just talk about it a little bit.
Sure.
Because I'm writing an article about it now, and I've talked about it on my program, and... And I try to look at it. You know, everyone seems to say, "Oh, but you have to look at this in context." You know, as if there is some kind of a justification for what you see in there. If you just step back and see a larger context, well, even that I think is a kind of a hollow argument, because if you continue to step back and the context gets bigger and bigger, eventually I think you get to a point where there's just an absolutely unjustified invasion.
Yeah,
you know, and that's the ultimate context, isn't it?
I kind of see the context of, you know, what would it be like if I was in a Apache gunship and I'm sent out to look for bad guys, you know, and I see some guys carrying some AK-47s and maybe, a rocket launcher or something like that. And it's my understanding that some of that stuff was there. I didn't notice it, but, people carry AK-47s in Iraq at that time. They still do. It's not that unusual. So what
and it's
would
perfectly
I,
legal as far as I understand it.
As I understand it, yes. So what would it be like if I did, you know, was up there? And, you know, I might very well be, you know, quick on the trigger because, hey, I've got no responsibility for what I do. And I'm a 22-year-old male, and this is my job. You know, there's lots of reasons why I understand what those guys did. However, what I don't understand is why they're, you know, why the military has them flying a helicopter there in the first place.
Well, I mean, that's an overarching, I think, consideration, and I think it trumps everything else, right? If you're not there in the first place, well, I guess since we're there already, well, I would think if you're there on a mistake in the first place, then you'd want to do everything you can to minimize the sort of spreading of that mistake, and this just seems to be the opposite of just that.
Well, that's what they do. You know, the military is an agency of violence that is used in never in a defensive fashion. It is used in an offensive manner to go around the world killing people, and I absolutely agree with you that that's the root of the issue. Of course, the root of the issue is really the existence of the coercive state in the first place, because the military in its current form could never exist in the absence of a government fiat currency system where they can just print out as much as they want and spend it on the military-industrial complex. And in the absence of the U.S. federal government and its coercion, there would never be such a violent worldwide destruction force. I thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Let's talk to Paul, listening to WVTS in West Virginia. Paul, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Thank you, Ian. Thank you, Mark, for taking my call. How are
Thanks,
you guys?
Paul. We're doing well, but we're short on time, unfortunately, so go quickly with your thoughts.
Yes, I will. It's not as deep as what everyone else has been saying, but I listen to radio all the time, and I keep hearing these imbecilic ads sponsored by the Ad Council.
Oh,
I just wonder whose money is paying for that. Is it
yes.
money?
Yes. Yeah. It's all of our money that's paying for that.
How do I opt out of this, can I say, stuff?
Yes, you can.
Well, I guess the easiest way is to pick up and move out of the United States.
That's really easy.
Yeah. The Ad Council, it probably will make you feel a little bit better. The Ad Council ads, you pay to produce them, and they probably pay way too much. You know, maybe it's $5,000 or something to produce these ads. But they're actually sent to radio stations and mostly played for free.
Right. They're not paying for the airtime.
Essentially well-produced fill ads.
Cheesy ads. Hey, I wish we could talk more about it, so call us tomorrow night if you want to get a little deeper into that topic. I thank you for the call, Paul, and appreciate hearing from you. We never got to the article we were going to, so we'll save that for tomorrow. It's Free Talk Live. See you tomorrow.
In the late 21st century, the hardiest, most daring adventurers have begun to colonize the solar system, where untold mineral riches await them. Jealous of their wealth and fearful of their freedom, the government of Earth is determined to extend their power to this new frontier by any means necessary. Escape from Terra, an illustrated science fiction saga from Big Head Press. Read it online at escapefromterra.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lend back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-